pretty much I have seen everything. If you name it, I've probably seen it. I've been here since the start. The facility opened in October 2006. And since then, we have had everything coming through here. It's been amazing. Even now, my eyes still open every now and then when I actually open a box and see what's inside of it.
What was your last eye opener?
Some I can tell you, some I can't.
What about one you can?
I came across a box one day that was marked Harvey Norman, and I gave it a bit of a kick, and it's made a bit of a noise. So Harvey Norman, this could be anything, electronics. It opened it up, and it was used items from an adult shop in Darwin. I won't go into it any further. Let's just say I taped the box back up rather quickly and we moved to landfill.
Moved to a different part of the recycling facility.
Yeah, as far away from here as I could put it, yeah. You know, we've had a lot of things. We've had old suitcases. People obviously either run a fancy dress costume or they liked dressing up. Some of the gear was bizarre, to say the word. I won't go into the details, but if anyone's ever seen Pulp Fiction and they remember the Gimp, yeah, we had one of them suits come through here about 6 years ago as well, complete with the straws out of the nostril. And as I said, the only time that you find things sometimes is actually open up a box or have a look, and sometimes you wish you just had kept it shut. But that's part of our job and that's what we do.
What kind of insight does it give you into Territorians as a species?
I think we're unique. I think we're really unique. I've been up here for 14 years. I initially come from Melbourne a long time ago, and yeah, Victoria's got nothing on Darwin. We are a unique species up here now. I actually class myself as a Territorian, so I think I feel right to say that.
Do you become a bit of a bowerbird working in a place like this?
Oh, look, I've been through, as everyone that's worked here, everyone goes through stages. You always go through that wow sort of factor. I initially started out on stereos and computers, and then I went to, you know, different lounges and everything else. And now, unless it's really unusual, I tend to sort of try and leave it away, because the wife at home tends to get a bit naughty with me every now and then. I've got a spare room at home. The only thing that stopped me was the ceiling fan.
Right, okay, so pretty loaded up there. Of the things that you've foraged yourself and taken home for that spare room that's stacked to the ceiling, what's been your favourite find?
My favourite find, in all honesty, would have been a long, long, long time ago. I'm probably going back to just after 2006, and we're up at stage two, which is where the industrial dump all their stuff. And the only way that we ever found anything sometimes was you'd get a big load of plastic bags and you'd open it up to go through it. Sometimes you'd wish you'd never opened the bag, and other times you did. One of the times that I remember most vividly, and so does my partner, I come across a gold ring that had been thrown out, and it had like a lot of old pictures into it, and wrapped up in a tissue was an old estate diamond ring. I tried to find out if I could go back and find out who the person was, but these pictures were really, really old anyway. I didn't have any joy. So I thought, well, I'll go and get it valued before I give it to the wife. It was a $2,500 ring. There's a message here, guys. Be careful what you hide, or don't forget that you've hidden it before you throw it out, because I get this quite a lot. We had one instance where a gentleman thought he'd do the right thing and help his wife out with the clean, and while she was away, he went through the storage cupboard, a couple of old wardrobes and chest of drawers, and threw the lot out. Unfortunately for him at the time, someone had left $30,000 in the actual cupboard itself. Luckily we worked it out and he actually had it retrieved. He was very, very grateful for that.
$30,000 in cash.
$30,000 in cash. And his wife come back from holidays and, oh, look, honey, I've cleaned the house. How good am I? What have you done with the cupboard? Oh, I took it to the dump shop. And luckily enough, there wasn't a huge time frame in between. And, she had it stacked up really, really securely, lucky for them, up in behind. And, she come back in tears and, gave us all a big hug. And this is going back a few years, but, yeah, that's one of the most amazing things I've seen.
I always think it's fascinating to see what people think is trash and what someone else might think is treasure.
Well, you know the old saying, one man's trash is another man's treasure. You know, it's like we've had people coming through here for years, especially ours, And they've walked up and they've, you know, like they've had a little pile of copper wire and they've had a few screws and a few bolts and a few different odds and ends. And you sell it to them and you think, I've just got rid of a lot of junk. And then they actually come back and say, Mark, look at what I've just made. And it's, wow, how did you do that out of that? So recycling, I mean, you can do anything with recycling. Someone's creativity is basically endless.
So what's it been like for you to watch everyone making art over the last week for the Recycled Art Festival?
Look, this is sensational. It's the first time it's actually been run at the Recycle Centre itself, and we've had a great public participation coming through. We had a heap of people here yesterday sort of helping out, making sort of different sort of sculptures. I think today they're doing thongs. They're going to do a percussion instrument. And as you probably noticed as you drove into the facility, we have all the TVs and the tyres out the front. Well, they're supposed to represent sort of anthills. And yeah, another guy at the front, he's going to start painting some fridges up because he's got a spray-painted pottery sort of thing going on. So we're going to see a really, really awesome amount of different sort of what people can do with recycled art. And the best thing is that it ticks all the boxes too, because you recycle, you reduce, and you reuse. So, you know, again, one man's trash is another man's treasure.